الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم أتوب إليه وأسأل التوبة والمغفرة والهداية إنه هو التواب الرحيم. واغف عنا يا كريم واغف عنا يا كريم واغف عنا يا كريم واغفر لنا بفضلك يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ملك يا قدوس يا حافظ يا الله الأول يا الله الآخر يا الله الظاهر يا الله الباطن يا الله خيره وشره من الله تعالى. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيد الأولين والآخرين. اشفر لنا يا شفيع المذنبين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. قال الله تعالى في كتاب العزيز أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون صدق الله العظيم. Again Allah Ta'ala says إِنَّ اللَّهُ خَلَقَ آدَمَ عَلَى سُورَتِهِ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem I have created the jinn and the human being for them to worship me. And again he says, Allah has created Adam in the image, in his own image. Allah Ta'ala in his mercy has given us 2 whole months to prepare ourselves to enter the blessed month of Ramadan. Tomorrow is Nisf Shaban. From there we have only 2 weeks to the blessed month of Ramadan. It is called Laylay Barat. It is believed that whatever is going to happen in the world next year to the whole world as well as to us individually, whether we will be alive or dead, whether we will have enough food to eat or not, whatever our destiny for last year is going to be decided tomorrow. For that reason, some will fast and some will make long prayers, 100 rakat. Which is called Salatul Hayr, at the end of which there is a recitation of 14 times, 11 short and long ayat. But those are just forms. Ramadan is such an important, such a unique, such a divine, such a holy month. During which it is possible that all our lives could change. So I know we prepare for Ramadan. In fact, it always amuses me. In the houses, the wives clean the house. The man goes out shopping. All sorts of goodies is bought for Suhoor and for Iftar. That's the usual preparation for Ramadan. But the Ramadan is just the opposite of that. Ramadan is to leave this world as much as possible to come close to Allah Ta'ala. I recited that ayat, which is usually taken as a proof of what we are brought to this life for. So clearly Allah Ta'ala says that we have been brought to this world to worship Him. But Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he interprets the word liyabidun, which is simply usually translated to worship. He says it means liyarifun, that Allah has brought us to this life, not just to worship Him, but to know Him. But who are we? I think we should prepare ourselves and ask this question. Who is this Muslim? Who is this Mu'min who is about to enter through the door of Shahri Ramadan? The one who gets up in the morning, washes himself, makes his morning prayer, eats his breakfast, takes his car, goes to his job, spends his whole day working with the computers, with this and that, and then comes home and has dinner and makes his prayers and goes to bed. That is who that Muslim usually is. In short, who is he? He is the slave of this world. He's not somebody who knows Allah Ta'ala. He doesn't even try. He's not somebody who worships Allah Ta'ala. He does it like a chicken eating corn 5 times a day. But Allah Ta'ala says that He has created us as ahsani taqdeem. He said that He has created us in His own image. He doesn't have an image, but He has created us in the image of Sifatullah. Because He taught our father, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, His names. In short, He has placed His own divine characters inside our father, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, and through him in our genes, if you wish, the modern term, each and every one we possess. Sifatullah. So He breathed into us from His own soul. He says so. He taught us His names. And he made us his Khalifa in this world, in this life. He said, I have created all and everything for you, and you for myself. Since years, I have always begged you, and I was always asked you to be humble. There is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who says that Allah has created my nur first. It is his first creation. But I am not proud that Allah ta'ala has made me a nabi, a messenger when Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was between water and earth. But I am not proud. I am going to be the first who is going to intercede for the sinners in the day of Yawm al-Din. But I am not proud. We too are the best creation of Allah Ta'ala. We are his Khalifa in this world. But we are not proud. We are thankful. But these qualities which has been given to the human being and to the believer, for which we are not proud, but we are thankful, comes with certain responsibilities. Allah Ta'ala has made his Khalifa on the face of the planet. He has made Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu his Khalifa after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said that the real ruler is the servant of the ones who he rules. That is what a Khalifa is. When Allah Ta'ala, he has said that he has given all and everything he has created for us and us for himself, that doesn't mean that we can go and eat and grab and steal and destroy that which was given to us. On the contrary, we are responsible for the air which we breathe, for the water which we drink, for the water which that earth grows. We have to realize who we are. We have to be humble for it. But with what Allah Ta'ala has given us, the capacity, that earth indeed did grow things. But how many more things we grow? We have domesticated the plants. We have domesticated the animals. We have built incredible things. But we are not proud, because all this has been given us as a gift. And in Ramadan, we enter it as a mu'min and a Muslim, well conscious of our own station and of our own responsibilities, and realizing that this is perhaps an occasion that we can realize what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said when he meant, what he meant, mutu qabla an tamutu, die before dying. We actually now are the slaves of the world. But the blessing of month of Ramadan takes away some of this connection between us and the world. We take pleasure in eating. We work hard to get the food which we eat. No, you are not going to eat, Sasi. And we who usually do not listen what he says and certainly do not obey when he says something, we obey. We don't eat. Oh yes, we do. But we don't eat during the day, we eat during the night. The day becomes the night, night becomes the day. The rhythm, the usual, the customary disappears. We are as slaves of this world, we are also the slaves of automatism. We do certain things in daytime, we do certain things at night, not at Ramadan. So this is the occasion, the realization that one does not have to be the slave of the world. In fact, if you raise from the world this much, you come close to Allah Ta'ala at least that much, but usually 10 times more, even more. But for that, we have to realize who we are. Ramadan is not a game. Ramadan is not something to say, I have fasted 18 hours, I can do it. Ramadan is an exercise to abandon the world, to come close to Allah Ta'ala. But for this, first, you have to know who you are. Ya Rabbi, have mercy on us.
Ameen.
Have mercy on Ummat Muhammad.
Ameen.
Ya Rabbi, bless us with the knowledge of the truth of Islam.
Ameen.
Ya Rabbi, you have blessed us with such a beautiful religion, which we have made it into a game. Ya Rabbi, make us see the seriousness of the religion of Islam.
Ameen.
Ya Rab, whatever wrong we do not do it in purpose, knowingly. We are like zombies, walking on our feet while we are asleep. We don't know what the real reality is. Ya Rab, you know the reality and you know what is hidden. Have mercy on us.
Ameen.
Show us the real reality.
Ameen.
Ya Rabbi, have mercy on us.
Ameen.
Wake us up from the sleep of heedlessness.
Ameen.
Ya Rabbi, wake us up from the sleep of heedlessness.
Ameen.
Wake us up from the sleep of heedlessness.
Ameen.
And enough of pretending to be faithful, enough of pretending to be a Muslim. Ya Rabbi, bless us.
Amen.